ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Maseches Bechoris is dedicated to Le'ili Nishmas Reb Rafael ben Reb Moshe.
Today's daf is Bechoris daf Nun Beis. So the Mishnah gives us a list of people that do not get Shvach and do not get Roy Kiba Muchzok. So one of them is Isha B'Ksubasa. The Isha in Ksuba is not going to the Shvach. It's also not goyve roi kibam muchzok. So Taisus here on Daf Nanala from Abiz. Taisus brings a raya that even though the gabi bechor ain't a bechor noitel pishnayim the roi kibam muchzok. The halachu yodak the chacham in Baba Basra and Yesh Neuchlin say that milve is called roi. Now someone owes the father money, that borrowed money from the father, and he pays back after the father dies. So the Bechor does not get Pishnayim in the Milveh, because the Milveh is considered Roi, because the father did not own the money, the actual cash was not paid back until the father died. So therefore, it's considered Roi. It says Tzitzis that even though the Gabi Bechor we consider a Milveh Roi, but the Gabi Ksubas Isha, a Milveh is not considered Roi. How does Tzitzis know this? The Gabi Ksuba is different than the Gabi Bechor. Tzitzis brings derived from the Mishnah in Ksubis, and Af Pei Dalet. It says there, the person that dies, and someone owes him money, and he has left over, this person that died, he himself owes a Baal Choyv money, or he owns his wife or Ksuba, and he's Yorshim that also want to get the Choyv that someone owes him. So the Machlek is what to do now. The opinion of Rabbi Akiva is that you give it to the Yorshim. Shekulam tzrichim shvua. The Baal Choyv or the Isha need a shvua. Ina Yorshim tzrichim shvua. Yorshim do not need a shvua. And therefore they have more rights to the money than the Isha or the Baal Choyv. So before that, the only reason that Rabbi Akiva gives it to the Yorshim is because they do not need a shvua. And the Isha does need a shvua. But in the case when Isha would not need a shvua, like the Baal patterned her from a shvua, or by Karkatai says she does not need a shvua, then the Isha gets it. So before then, that Ksubas Isha Be'etzem has a schus on a Baal Choyv, on a Milveh. In our Mishnah it says that Ksuba you do not get from Roy. And Lamai says, Tezvis, the Gabi Ksuba, we do not consider a milveh roi. That's the vart of thesis. However, the Rashba in the Yesh Neuchlin of Kufcha Fein with Beis says that it's not a riot from the Mishnah and Ksubas. It could be that even the Gabi Ksubas Isha consider a milveh roi. What's Pshat in the Sugya in Ksubas? Says the Rashba. There, the reason the Isha gets is because of Shiburi Dura Masin. Nosson says that if Reuven owes Shimon money, and Shimon owes Levi money, so Levi could go directly to be goyve from Reuven. So it says the Rashba, that this person that dies, someone owes him money, and he owes his wife money for Ksuba. So the wife can be goyve from the Baal Choyv, within Shibunadur of Nosson. But if, so that's what goes on over there. Mela, but if the Baal Choyv would pay back the Yisoymim, Isha has no right to be goyve from them. Ksubas Isha is not goyve from Roy. There it's Pashut that the Dinah Shibur of Nelson gives her a schus, connected to the Baal Choyv. These are the words of the Rashba. But Taisus, however, argues, Taisus before it, Shibur of Nelson is not good enough to give her a schus to be goyve. What's the Bira Machlekes? So Shmuel Rozovsky in Chidusha of Shmuel, about Basra Simon Chav Zayin, explains, he said in Machlekes here, what's the getter of Shibur Dura Nosin? The Rashba holds the word of Shibur Dura Nosin is that Afuchim Matros Olamali. That if Reuven owes Shimon money and Shimon owes Levi money, so instead of Shimon being given from Reuven and then Levi being given from Shimon, Levi could go directly to Reuven. We can avoid Shimon in the middle, and when Levi comes to Reuven, Reuven cannot say, La Balram Yediat. Because Levi could be going from Shimon, and Shimon could be going from Reuven.
So therefore, we don't have to go through that whole process. We can go directly from Levi to Reuven. But the Yisrael of the Din is Mitarafuchim Atras Olamu. The Mela holds the Shmuel's Machir, this is the sheet of the Rashman and Kiddushin Daf Tezvav. Says Rav Shmuel, therefore, it's enough here that this Balchoiv owes money to the husband. So the husband has the right to be goyve from the Balchoiv. So Mela the Isha can be goyve that chiyah because the husband is chayv to her. It's true that the Isha has no schus in milve, mitaratzmai. But someone that's chayv to the husband money, the husband is chayv to the Isha money, so we're allowed to circumvent the middleman and say that if the husband himself has a schus to be toiveya from the Baal Chayv, so maybe the Isha could be toiveya that from the Baal Chayv. That's the side of Shibur Rav Nosson. Maybe it's irrelevant to the fact that the Isha does not have the ability to be goyva milve. That's the opinion of the Rashba. However, Taisus holds that the Geder Shibur Rav Nosson is that the chayvus of the one in the middle are mishtabi to the other person. Dainu here, dainu Reuven, that's chayv to Shimon. That chayv that Reuven has to Shimon is now mishtabi to Levi. So Levi can be goyva. Levi also has a schus. The shibur that Reuven has to Shimon is now also mishtabi to Levi. If that's the getter shibur to Rav Nosson, so Mela in this case where it's a milva, and if milva is considered roi, and Isha's not goyva and roi, so she has no right to be goyva. If the Baal Chayv owes the husband, and the husband is chayv to her, so that shibur that the Baal Chayv has to the husband is also mishtabi to the Isha. But it's not true, because an Isha is not goyva roi. She doesn't have a schus in roi. She doesn't have a schus in milva. So Mamela, she does not have a schus in this shibur that someone has to her husband. That's why Teitzu was able to be maichiach that legabi ksubas Isha, we don't consider a milva roi. And that's why she has the right to be goyve this chayv that someone owes her husband. The kabbonim we have here machlekes says in the Rashba whether legabi ksubas isha milva is considered roi. Toi says that it is not considered roi, and that's why the isha is goyve. And the Rashba says that it is considered roi, and then that she's goyve there is meaning she would have nothing. One more point here about ksuba. So the Gemara says the reason the isha is not goyve ksuba is because mikule ksuba shanukan. I know really the Isha should be goyve, money that people owe her husband. But it's a kula and ksuba. Here, one of the things that we were dafka mekel in the ksuba, that she does not have the right to be goyve from the things that are roy to her husband. So the Rush here in the end of Simon Yud Aleph makes the opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim, comes to a very logical conclusion that dafka by a ksuba is considered roy. Because mikulei ksuba shanukan, but a regular baal chayv is not considered. There's no kula, and mainly is goyve even on roy. So there's money that's roy to Reuven, and Reuven owes money to Shimon. Now that Reuven dies, Shimon is goyve things that are roy to Reuven. That's opinion of Rabbeinu Ephraim. The Rush brings that the Rach is mistaken about this din, and the Rush himself is machria. Who are the legabe baal chayv? Meaning that he's not goyve roi. Like it says there in the Tosefta, that also nezek and chati nezek are not goyve roi. There it's the name of baal chayv. Yet it's before that even by regular chayv, things that you're not goyve roi. Another point here, Taitiv Vassal of Eloi. Taitiv asks, how can we not mention that baal benechse yeshta is also not goyve roi kiba mochzak? Before in the Sugi and Barav Asra, and of Kuf Chafei, and also Baal Tanakhavi Baroi Kiva Mochzuk. Interest states this, Peter Rashbam there in Barav Asra, that even though the Baal is not Goyve Baroi Kiva Mochzuk, but he is Goyve Shvach. What's the difference? Why here is he Goyve Shvach and not Goyve Roy? Explains to Rashbam very simply. That in the case when you're not Goyve Shvach, it's because someone else is there. By the Yavam, by the Bukhar, the other people that have also rights to the Nechassim. So if even though the Nechassim went up, and this person's right is to get an extra chilek, but close one that is not a chaluka, so he does not become his, and he doesn't get shvach. But when the Baal is Yerush from his wife, haray, he's Yerush the whole Sada. There's no one else that's being Yerush that Sada. So mainly gets the Shvach also. No one else has a right to the Shvach that in the Chosin that the Baal is Yerush from his wife. It's also before in Tesvis that a Baal is not going from the middle of his wife, because that's considered Roy. Mele Baal is not going from the Roy Kibam Uchsuk. It's also the opinion of the Ramban there, Baba Basra. However, the Rimigash and Baba Basra holds, then no. Then the Gabi this, a Milva is not considered Roy, and the Baal is going from the Milva. Just like we saw in the previous case, Tesot Talagabi Ksuba, a Milva is not called Roy. The opinion of the Rimigash is that Lagabi the Schust of a Baal Benichse Yishtoy, also a Milva is not called Roy, and Mele the Baal gets it. The next case of the Mishnah is that bonus be mzayin saying the bonus when for their mzayin say do not get broik but also they also do not get shvach. So what does it mean that bonus be mzayin saying? So Rashi says it's referring to someone that was mekabel on himself to support his wife's daughter. His wife had a daughter from a previous marriage, and now she gets married, so the husband takes on the responsibility of feeding her daughter. And in this case, the husband dies, so the daughter does not get Roiki b'muchzok or b'shvach. That's how Rashi learns the case. Tesis, in the Masal of Omar, has numerous questions on Rashi, to say that it's referring to the case of a Kabbalah of Lozman Bas Ishtay. Tesis asks, why do we say bonois and not bas? Normally the Mishnah calls this responsibility Bas Ishtay. So it says Tesis that we're talking about his own daughters that he has from his wife. And it's Mitzanai Ksuba that the daughters get fed from the Nechassim. The son is Yarsh in the Nechassim. And the daughters get fed from the Nechassim. So these daughters they do not get from Roy and from Shvach. So the Ksois in Simon Lametes, we've got an Aleph, because arrived from our Sugya that the Chiv of feeding the daughters is a chiyuv that's chal directly on the yisoyim. Not a chiyuv that's chal on the father, and then the yisoyim have to pay back the chiyuv of their father. Rabbi, the chiyuv is chal directly on the yisoyim. Says the Ksais, we see that in our Gemara. The reason that they don't get shvach is because tsnai ksuba k'ksuba do. Just like by ksuba, it's a kul ksuba that you're not goyve from shvach. So too, the daughters do not get their food from the Yerushim, because Mikulei Ksuba Shonukan, and Tanai Ksuba is Keksuba. That's the Ksais. Why do we need to come out to all this to explain why they don't get? Hare, if the Chiyuv is Chal on the father, so why should, what Bechal would be their Tzchus to get from the Yisayim and what the Yisayim are Mashbiach in the Nechosim? Achar Misa Saviyah. That's the taina of the yisoyim. There's no taina if there's chuz on the father. What gives them a right to be going from the shvach that the yisoyim are mashbiach? Elamai says the ksois must be that the ikur chiv of the zaynus is mutal on the yisoyim. It's not mutal on the father. However, the opinion of the Ravid in Perek Yurches of Ishus Halach Yadalet is that the zman of the chiv of mezainus is chal b'shas misa. So in Cain, it's mentioned shver from our sugya. If it's chal b'shas misa, so what would be the tzar that the bonus get from the shvach that the yisrael may make? Right, that's something that happened lachar misa. What would be the right to get such a thing? So to me, actually, that's right. You have to look say, "Apidi said for Balchana." If Rav Basra is tough man vav. B'chon is mechalek b'gabi chiyuv mezaynus between the sibas achiyuv and the chiyuv b'foyel. The sibas achiyuv says that B'chon could be chal earlier, could be chal mishas misa, or might even be mishas nisuin. That's the sibas achiyuv. That's what causes them to be mischayiv. Mainly, could be the zchus of being goyim from mishubadim is chal earlier. Because gabi that is enough with the sibas achiyuv. But the chiyuv b'foyel is chal every day. It's not like a regular chiv mamin, which is mechayev you in a certain amount. Here, every day, the banos have a schus to be goyve their mezainus. The right, every day they have to be fed. That's the chiv of foil is chal every day. So memela, that the rabbi knows that the chiv is chal earlier. That means that the siba sachiv is chal earlier. But because the chiv of foil is chal every day, so memela they would also have a right to be goyve from the assignment. And the shvach of the yisayim were mashbiach, because that chiyuv befoil to the banos was a chadish every day from anew. That would give them a right also on the assignment. The Gavi Bechor Dumar says that the reason he doesn't get roy or he doesn't get shvach is because kol asher yimotzei loy. Things that were already in the hands of the father when he dies. So that excludes Roy, and it also excludes Shvach. So if the Maisa Bechor does not get Shvach, and the reason is, because we don't look at the Nechasim as being his. The Chelek HaBechor, the Chelek HaMechudosh that he gets, that they consider his until Shas Chaluka, until he actually divides it and it becomes his Befoil. Mail of the Shvach that happens, is not Bershutei Ashbach. So earlier that Tesis says in the Rashbam that Baal Benichse Yishtoi gets Shvach because Angel Acher Elohu, there's no one else to talk about. So Chari would think the same thing also about a Bechor, that in his Chelek HaBechor, because it's his, so Vadi should get Shvach. Who else has the right to get Shvach and his and the land that he's getting because of his Bechor? But the Halacha said he does not get Shvach. So he's not yet zoiche in his chelik b'chayra until they make a chalukah. So therefore, we can't say that brishusay ishbiach. There's a machlokes in Mabazon of Chuf Chavav. If the b'chor has before chalukah or does not have before chalukah, can the b'chor sell his chelik b'chayra before you make a chalukah? So if the man don't remember that he has it, Harman said that he's already zoiche. If so, why does he not get Shvach? This question is asked by the Yad Raman, Baba Basra over there. Chuf Chavav, Ois Tzadi Ches, in the Yad Raman. The man told that Bechor Yesh Lekoyim Chalukah, why does he not get Shvach? Says the Yad Raman, even if Yesh Loi, it only means that he has a right to sell his Schus. But all it is a Schus. He does not yet actually own the Nechasim until they make a Chalukah. So Mameli, he also does not get the Shvach. Shvach only comes if the Nechosim are entirely his. They're not his. Because he already owns the Schus to get a second Chelek when they will make a Chalukah. That's the opinion of the Yad Rama. However, the Rif in Baba Basra learns Kipshutei. The man number Yesh L'Koyinu Chalukah, he has it entirely. It's entirely his. So if either Rif, it's Hadra Kushu L'Duchtei, why does the Bechor not get Shvach on the Chelek HaBechor? So Rav Shmuel in Baba Basra and Chidushim in Siman Chavov, I say, explains P.D. said of Marach Or Zaruah. Marach Or Zaruah says that when you say you have things between the Sabbath, you say you have things before they make a Chalukah, so the money is called Becheska Saviyim. So called Shaykh to the father until they make a Chalukah. So Mela, the Bechor does not get Pishnai in the Shvach because the Nechosim are considered Becheska Saviyah. So Mela, even though the Bechor Yesh Lekoyinu Chalukah, he has the right to take from the Tfusas Abayas. But the Nechosim are so called Becheska Saviyah, and Mela does not get the Shvach. Now come to the din of Yavam. That a Yavam also does not get Bishvach or Beroiki Bamochzok. So there's a big machlokes between Shein Michlal about the Yerusha of a Yavam and how to learn our Sugya. Rashi learns the Sugya by us. They're referring to the Schus of the Yavam, the Nichse Aviyam. The Hainu Shibin is Miyabim Ruvain, Ruvain's wife. And Shibin has other brothers, Levi, Yehuda. So According to Rashi, Shimon gets the nechasim of Reuven entirely. He gets all the nechasim of Reuven, even in Roy and in Shvach. In that, Shimon is entirely Yarshin's Reuven. But besides that what Reuven, what Shimon gets in the nechasim of Reuven, Shimon also has a schus in what Reuven Yarshin's in the father. But as there are four sons, each one should get a quarter of the nechasim. But now that Shimon was Miyavim, the wife of Reuven, he gets two halakim. He gets his chilek and Reuven's chilek. So Shimon is getting half of the nechasim. So on what shit that Shimon is yarshining from in Reuven's chilek, the nechse aviyem, on that we say that Shimon does not get peroikim amuchzok and he does not get b'shvach. But in what that Shimon yarshins from Reuven himself, and there he does get peroikim amuchzok. That is the opinion of Rashi. The seemingly the basis of the opinion of Rashi. The Rashi also really there are two dinim in the Yerusha of the Yavam. The Yavam yarshins the mace, and he also yarshins the chilek of the mace v'nichse aviyam. That's an independent schutz. And it's Rashi ala Torah in Parash of Yibam in Dvarim Perak Chafei Pasuk Vav. Says the pshat in the pasuk of Yochum al Shem Ochi v'Meis. Rashi says the pshat is that the Yavam is m'koim aviv v'nichse aviyam. That's how Rashi explains the Iker schus of the Yavam is to get the nechasim of the mace in the nechse aviyam. Rashi in Yavam Mistaf Yudayin Amid Beis explains the pasuk that it's going and that the Yavam yarshins the nechasim of the mace himself. So I don't know how we learn two dinim out of one pasuk, but it seems from Rashi that there are two independent schuyas. One is the schus of the Yavam in the nechse aviyam in his own nechasim. And one that the Yavam gets the nechse ames b'nechse aviyam, the schutz of the mace to Yarshin from the father. So these are two independent schuyas. And only klapi the second in what the Yavam gets from the mace b'nechse aviyam, and now we say that he does not get b'roikim amuchzok. But on what the Yavam gets in the nechasim of his brother, and that he gets entirely. See, soon maybe an explanation in that. But that is the opinion of Rashi. The Rishonim and Yevamis argue with Rashi, the Ramban, Rashi, Ritva. They bring the opinion of the Bahag in the Rabbeinu Chananel. Both of them say that the Yavam does not yarshin the chilek of the mace, b'nichse aviyam, if the father died after the mace. The Hainu, if first Reuven dies, and then the father dies, so Shimon Bechlal does not get the chelik of Reuven in the nechasim of the father. Only if the father dies first, and then the Reuven dies, so then Reuven was already zoiche in his chelik in the nechasim of the father. And Meila Shimon now can yarshin Reuven's chus in the nechasim of the father. But if the brother dies first, then the Yavam does not get bichlal in the nechasim of in the schus of the mace in the nechasim of the father. The reason is, say the Rishonim, api ar sugya, that the Yavam does not get biroi. So also, what the mace is getting benich in the nechasim of the father is also called biroi. So maybe the Yavam does not get that. The Hainu, they hold, the Bahag and the Rach and the Rishonim that go, b'shitasam, hold that there are no two schuyas the Yavam has in the mace, like Rashi. It's only one schus. The Yavam Yarshin is in the chasim of the mace. It's regular Yarshin in the chasim of the mace, and he gets the chasim of the mace. So Mimela, if the din is that he does not get b'roi kibam uchzuk, that was said on what the Yavam is getting in the Nechasim of the Mace. In the Nechasim of the Mace, he does not get Baroiki Bamuchzok. So, Mimela, that means that if the Mace yarshins somebody, even the father, the Yavam has no right in it. Because if when time the Mace died, the father had not yet died. So that's called Roy. Being that that's called Roy, the Mela, the Yavam, is not a Bischus in the Nechosim of the father if the father dies after the brother. That's the opinion of the Rishain. The Rashi holds that no, that Zchus always is, the Yavam always has that Zchus. According to Rashi, it's learned out of the Pasuk, this din, the Yavam gets the Zchus of the basement in the Chosim of the father. And besides that, he also gets the Chosim of the mace entirely. Two independent Zchuyas that the Yavam has in the Chosim of the mace. And you can ask a very basic question, which I don't know the answer for. Is that if the Yavim gets the Nechosim of the mace, even in Roy Kibam Uchzak, so if so, why do we need a new pasuk, a new din to say the Yavim gets the Schus of the mace, Benechse Aviyim? Hare, anyway, the Yavim was getting the Nechosim of the mace, Beroy. So what the mace is going to yarchit from his father, it's called Roy. So why do we need a new pasuk to tell me that the Yavam is b'mkoyim ochiv yarshin from the father? Typically, that he yarshins his brother, and even in Roy, he yarshins his brother. So maybe the nechasim of the father, he can also get, because that was Roy to his brother. That's a good question, and I do not have a good answer to that question. Feed Rashi, the drasha is very gishmak. The drasha says that Yavam is like a bechor. Bechor does not get the Roy Kibam Uchzok in his chelek of Pishnayim. In his extra chelek, he does not get the Roy Kibam Uchzok. So too, the Yavam, in the extra chelek that he's getting in the Nechasim of the father, he's like a Bechor Mamish. Here, this Yavam gets two chalakim in the Nechasim of the father. His chelek and the chelek of his brother. So in the chelek that he's getting from his brother, he does not get the Roy Kibam Uchzok. And that Yerusha, it was this mind that he does not get Baroi Kibam Muchzuk. So Akoponim, we have a Machlekes, Rashi holds that there are two dinim, only Lagabi, the din of the father, who is Nismayit, he doesn't get Baroi, and the din that he gets from his brother, we don't find in Rashi that it was Nismayit Roy, Kinnari does get Roy. Rashi explains our Sugya and the Sugya in Yavamis, going on the Nechosim of the father, Kinnari, and in the Nechosim it gets in his brother, he does get Roy. And the Rishonim hold there's only one din, and always the Yavam does not get Roy. Memela, in many cases, he does not yarshin the father. If the father dies after the brother, he will not yarshin the brother's chilek in the nechasim of the father. So my Rebbe, Rav Moshe Arieli, explained that the third of machlekes here is in the gather of the Yerusha of the Yavam. That the house of the Yavam yarish the dead brother. Rashi and Yavamis, Daf Yud Zayin, Amud Beis, before that, be it soid, it's midin the Yerusha's ach. And always a korov gets Yerusha. Just here, the Torah said that this korov gets more than other kraven. It's ein echov cholkin imoy. Kilu, he is the only brother. And even if the father is alive, we don't count the zchus of the father. Here is the tzaddish that the ach was before the av, and kilu he's the only ach. So he's yarshinim mikoyach his korva. And it's not just his lashon of Rashi over there, but the holoker mahalach of Rashi is before this way. The Gemara there has a nidoin. Who does yibum? Is it achiv min av or achiv min ha'im? So the Gemara is mechiyach that it's achiv min av. So the Gemara says maybe we think you need that it's miyachdi ba'aba ube'ima. That their brother is also from the father and also from the mother. Mar says no, because yibam and nachla toli rachmona, and nachla is all toli in ochiv min ha'av. We don't need ochiv min ha'im bichlal v'gabi nachla. So Rashi there explains the yibam ben nachla toli dechsev yokam hashem ochiv ames. Kumina lekama and hashem ochiv lenachla. She yirish amiyavim kol dechsev ames. Ve'ein echav cholkin imay. Because the Torah gave the parish of Yibam on someone that's going to yarshin him. So Memelo, we know that the parish of Yibam was set on anyone that's related to Menachla. And Memelo, for Nachla, you don't need to be Ochiv min ha'av u'mino'im. For Nachla, it's enough to be Ochiv min ha'av, even though it's not Ochiv min ha'im. So before in Rashi that the reason that the Yavam is Yarshining is mitat is din korva. If the Yavam would Yarshin because he did a Maisa Yibum, that's what gives him the schus to Yarshin. So maybe Yibum needs Ochid Mina Av Uminoim. How do we see from the fact that the Yavam gets is Yarshins, then the Yibum just is enough with Ochid Mina Av, and you don't need Ochid Mina Av Uminoim? What's the right? It's Muhach and Rashi that the reason that the Yavam Yarshins is Mitzadis Din Korva. Mitzadis always Din that he has a right to Yarshin his brother. Just here, he jumps ahead of his other brothers, and he jumps ahead of his father. But the reason the Yavam is Yarshin is Mitzadis Din Korva. So Mela says Rashi, there's no reason to need Ochid Min Av Uminoim. Because for the Yerusha, it's enough with Ochid Min Av. And Yibam is totally in whoever gets Yerusha. So Melu Hu Adin, the whole parsha of Yibam was said, and Ochim and Av. And you don't need Adam Yachadi, but Abba Ubi Ima. Hakoponim before in Rashi that the schus the Yavam has, the Nichse Ochiv, is Midin Kurva. Within the regular Din, Kurva, that Yarshins, Hu Adim, here Yarshins. Being that is the case, there's no reason to assume that she should not get Beroi Kim HaMuchzok. When a brother Yarshins his brother, he gets Beroi Kim HaMuchzok. So this Yerusha was also said, we said the normal din, that one brother Yarshin another brother. So the Mela, he gets Beroi Kim HaMuchzok. That's the opinion of Rashi. All of that is Shayich, by the schus that the Yavam has in the Nechassim of the Mace. But that the Yavam Yarshins, the chilek that the mace has, in the nechosim of the father, that's a nuschus. That means that it's ikur din that Yarshins b'nichsei ochiv. Here it's an independent schus that the Torah gave him, that he's been bimkoim ochiv to Yarshin from the father. And that we say, this new din that he gets kilupi shnayim, b'nichsei ochiv, so that's like a bechor, and a nuschus. You have din of a bechor that you don't get beroi kibah muchzak. Just like a bechor gets an extra schus, more than his normal schus of being a son. He gets an extra chilek b'nichsei aviv. And in that we say he does not get beroi kibah muchzak. So too, the schus that the Yavam has in the nechosim of the mace b'nichsei aviyem, that's a new schus. And there he does not get beroi kibah muchzak. That's all according to Rashi. However, according to the Bahag, it's not this way. According to the Bahag, also the chiluk that he gets from his brother, also in that way, he does not get Baroi Kibah Mochzak. Why? It seems that the Bahag holds that the Yerusha the Yavam has in the mace is not Midin. It's not Midin the regular Yerusha of Ach Ba'ochiv. Rather, also this is a new Tzchus of Yerusha. The Maisa Yibum gives him a schus in the Nechasim of his brother. Says the Mordechai in Yesh Neuchlin, in Remes Tov Kuf Ayin Vav, and Lefi the Bahag, the gather is that I did this Maisa, he became Kilu, the son of the Yavam. It's not Yarshin Mikoch that he being a brother, rather a new schus. The Maisa Yibum makes him Bimkoim Ochiv, Kilu being the son of his brother. But this is a new schus. So this new schus that he gets, b'nichsei achiv, and this is said hakbala, that it's only in v'tanel's muchzok to the brother, not in something which is right to the brother. That's the hesver of the shita of the Bahag. It's very gishmak. Lefi Rashi, the schus b'nichsei achiv, it's within Yerusha, and b'nichsei aviv, it's a new schus. Shingal lefi the Bahag, the whole schus is a new schus. And made this new schus, it was said Akbala, it's not get Beroi Kim HaMuchzok. Now let's come back to our sugya. By Yavam, comes out of Machlekes of Pshat, the Mordechai says there, the Machlekes Rashi and Rishonim had to understand that the sugya of Abaye and Rava by us. Abaye says that Lo Yishonu Ela B'Shvach Shishibhu Nuchasim Bein Misa Le'ivam. Avot Bein Yivam Lachaluka Shokil. Opinion of Abaye, the Yavam does get Shvach, that they went up between Yibam and Chalukah. And Rava says even that he does not get because he's a Bechor. So Rashi explains that the Sugya is going and the Nechasim of the father. And we're talking about that the father died before, after the brother died. So the brother already died and now the father dies. So if Rashi, the Yavam has a schus in the Nechasim of the father, even when the father dies afterwards. Even though it's Roy to the brother, but as we said, Rashi, there's an independent schus Yashin from the father. And there we have the Sugya of the Lion Rav. But according to the Bahag, we can't be talking about it in that case. The father dies after the brother. Because in that case, according to the Bahag, the Yavam doesn't get the chilek of the mates b'nichsei av b'chlal. It's nothing to talk about. Elamai, we must be referring to that the father dies before the brother. And there, the Yavam gets the gufa karaka. He does get the ikar chilek that the brother has b'nichsei av. But it's Ismai that he does not get in the shvach. Mordechai asks the question on the sheet of the Bahag. If we're talking about that the father dies before the brother died, so then as soon as the father died, the brother yarshins his father. The brother who died later yarshins his father. So why does the Yavam not get that chilek? Hare, it already became the chilek of the Yavam, of the mace, sorry. Bishlam lefi Rashi, the brother dies first and then the father dies. So the brother did not yarshin the father when the brother was alive. So now the Yavam doesn't get, it wasn't zeichen that yet to get the shvach. But lefi the Bahag, they were referring to the first the father died and then the brother died. So again, as soon as the father died, the dead brother who was alive at the time yarshin his father. And their nechasim are his. So all the shvach should belong to him. So the answer is the Mordechai that because it was not his barer, the chelik of the mace, when he was alive. So Mela, it wasn't yet zeichin that chelik. And when he dies, the Yavam doesn't get it like the rest of his nechasim. The nechasim of the mace. That he was zeichen mamish, so then the Yavam gets it. I did the yibum to even get the shvach, but here because the mace, it was not his bar, his chilek, the chayov, so it's not like the rest of his nechasim that the Yavam gets it to even get the shvach. That's what the Mordechai answer is the opinion of the Bahag. One last chiddush that I found in this topic, the machlekes Rashi in the Bahag, is chiddush in the Or Zeruah. In Yevamis and Simen Tov Reish Mem Beis, says Or Zeruah, that the Bahag holds that the Yavam does not get the schus of the mace, the nichse aviem, it's not applied in all cases, it actually applies in very few cases. But normally, the Bahag agrees to Rashi that the Yavam does get the schus of the mace in the nechasim of the father. Only if the mace was a bechor, and the Yavam is yarshining both chalokim of the mace, who is a bechor. So in the chelek habechora of the mace, and that he does not get the schus of the father. The hainu, a bechor that gets pishnayim, here that the bechor died, and his brother is doing yibum. So the brother who's doing Yibum does not get the chilek ha-bechoyra b'nechse aviyah. And that we darshan that he's kebechor. It's mamash more matin for the drasha. We darshan that he's kebechor. The bechor in the noita b'roi kebamochsok. Also this Yavam in the chilek ha-bechoyra of the mace does not get b'roi kebamochsok. And therefore, if the brother dies before the father dies, so the Yavam does not get the chilek ha-bechoyra of the mace b'nechse aviyah. That's his opinion, Bidas the Bahag. However, most of the Rishonim, Ramban, Rashi, Ritva, they understood that if the Bahag, in all cases, the Yavam does not get the chelik of the mace, b'nechse aviyah. Menachem to the Mishnah on Amud Beis, the things that are not chayzer b'yoyvel. B'chayro, yerish es ishtoi, b'yabim es ishtes ochiv, all these cases are not chayzer b'yoyvel, and also matana, Rameir says. Chum say no, the matana is kemecher. So machleik is whether matana is chayzer and yoyvel. So Mar says that Rameir holds The Davka Mecha Dom Rachmana Le'ad Rabbi Yovel. A ton of Yerusha light. In all the cases of the Mishnah, they're either Yerusha or they're Matana. Bechor is called a Matana. And Yerusha's Ishta is the Yerusha Balas De'Raisa. Where it goes on to explain. So the Rishon Bikurim here is a very simple question of Pshat. As the Rishon Bikurim, why do we need any explanations? Lamaisa, Yibum, and Bechor, in all these cases, provided they're not a Mecher. According to Rav Meir, only a Mecher goes back in Yovel. Anything which is not a Mecher does not go back in Yovel. So all these cases, just the Marsha simply say, they're not Mecher, whatever they are, but the Mechira they're definitely not. And that's why they're not Chayzer in Yovel. Says Rishon Bikurim Yisoid. That when we find in the Torah says something that A and not B, here Mecher not Matana. Yish Lachkor is the Ikar Pshat in the Torah that you need a Mecher. Anything that's not a Mecher is not Chayzer B'Yovel. Is that what the Torah means? That would be the Pashu Pshat. Says Rishon Bikurim, it's not Mukhrach. Could be a different Pshat. It could be the Ikar Kavana of the Torah coming to exclude Yerusha and Matana. Torah didn't mean that only a Mecher is Chayzer B'Yovel. Torah meant to say that Yerusha and Matana are not Chayzer B'Yovel. That was the Ikar Kavana of the Torah. Gives examples of this Rishis Bikurim. Sometimes we darshan took him this way. Mar Menachas declares, "Bechitim sheyardu be'avim, if they are kosher for the shtei alechet, it rains chitim, which is a miracle. That doesn't normally rain chitim, but if it would rain chitim, can you use them for the shtei alechet? Even though it says in the Torah, Moshe Veisechem, says in the Gemara, we can understand that Moshe Veisechem, Baker is coming to exclude chutzlaretz." Doesn't mean that the chitim need to come from Eretz Yisrael. It means they can't come from Chutz Laretz. But if it rains chitim, so they're not coming from Chutz Laretz, so you could use them. So you see that the Moshe Veisechem there doesn't mean that you need that it should come from Eretz Yisrael, but rather it's coming to exclude Chutz Laretz. Similar thing the Rishon Bikurim brings, it's Taisus in Chulin Daf Chaf, and as a tzad that a person can do Malika with his tooth. Even though it says in the Torah, Yamin, you need Yamin for Avodah. Maybe the Iker Kavan of Yamin means not Smoil. Something problematic about the Smoil, you can't use the Smoil for Avodah. But there's no Kpeda and eating Dafka, the Yad Yamin. So too says the Rishis Bikurim by us. We can understand that the Iker Miad here is not that you need a Mecher, but that Yerusha and Matana are not. So may let them that there's a new Schus. That a person has a Yavam, a Bechor, a Baal Benichse Yishtoi, all of these new Schuyas that we have, so they would go back in Yovel. Because even though they're not a Mecher, but they're also not a Yerusha and a Matana. And the Iker Pshat in the Pasuk is to exclude a Yerusha and a Matana. And then the Gemara has to say that all these things in the Mishnah, they're not a new Schus, rather they're either considered a Yerusha, or they're considered a matona. And Yerusha matona do not go back in Yovel. That's the Geshmak of Shat of the Rishis Bikurim. Another Nakuda here in the Gemara is the Gemara explains throughout the Olamud that the reason that Yerusha Sabal does not go back in Yovel is because Yerusha Sabal deoraisa. It's before that if Yerusha Sabal would be derabbanon, then it would go back in Yovel. Question is why? Even though Yerusha Baal is Drabonon, but it's a Yerusha. Drabonon is Masakin a Yerusha. So this in Yerusha, Drabonon, should have the same thing as Yerusha De'araisa. And it should not be Chayzer in Yoiva. Why is Yerusha Baal is Drabonon? It would be any different. So I found in this two Malchim, in Ur Sameach, in Perkir Aleph of Shemitah V'Yoiva, Halacha Chav Aleph, he says that if Yerusha Baal is Drabonon, from 4th in the Gemara and Subis, Misak and Yerusha can negate Pirkoina. Because the Baal has to be paid to his wife if she gets into captive. So, can negate that, they gave the Baal the schus to Yarshin her. Says her Sameach, if so, it's like a Mechira. He made a deal, Kilu, the Rabbanon made the deal. But there's Kilu, an understood deal between the husband and wife that he'll be paid to her and he gets her Yerusha. That has another Mechira. And Mecher is Yechayzer B'Yoyzel. That's the territory of her Sameach. In Rishach and Avi Ezri, Paragdalat of Erech and Malachach of Beis, says a different mahalach. He says that a baal yarshins his wife, if it's drabanon, it's not the gedra of a yerusha, that means at a core of where he gets it. Rather, it's mischusei a baal beishtoi in order to yarsh, that he yarshins her. Just like he has many zchuyas in his wife, hafaras nedorim, and maisei adayim, and metzia, so he also has a zchus that he yarshins her. It's a dini mominis that the baal has a zchus in his wife that he gets the yerusha. Shachas mechiach desh on sugin erchin. Mele says that it's pasha that he doesn't get that it goes back via yovel, because here it's not the gedra of yerusha. Yerusha is not chayzer in yovel. Here, if this is drabanon, so it's not a gedra of yerusha bichlal. It's a moment of sikas chus. So mele goes back in yovel. It does not have a din of a yerusha. That's a geshmaka mahalach that Roshach says that it's mechiach from our sugya. Akoponim is before in the sugya. If yerusha sabal is drabanon, then it does go back in Yovel. The Rambam, however, paskins Yerusha Baal is drabanan, and yet he paskins like our Mishnah that it does not go back in Yovel. Says the Rambam, Chachamim also chizuk ledivreihem kedvar Torah. They made the Yerusha Baal drabanan kiilu it would be the Yerusha deraisa, and therefore it does not go back in Yovel. That's the mouth of the Rambam, but it's nisr from the sugya. In the sugya, it's a mavur that only if Yerusha Baal is daraisa, then it's not chayzer b'yayvel. If Yerusha Baal is drabanan, then it is chayzer b'yayvel. Like a mishnah parakal from Nachleis halacha ches, it's already asked this question. It's very sure in the Rambam. So the Machan Ephraim here in the Zagoyis in the Rambam says that the Rambam passing connected our sugya. The Rambam said mechan a sugya in Barbashad of Kufla Metestament Beis. Where it says that Baal Lagabi Yoivel Shavu Rabbonin Ki Yerish. Lagabi Dine Yoivel, they made the Baal like a Yerish. And then even though the Yerush Sabal is Rabbonin, he made him like he's a Yerish Midaraisa, and it does not go back in Yoivel. So the same Tarot says in the Chazonish and Evan Ezer, Seminayanes of Katan Dalin, the Rambam was saying on the Sugim Rabbastram, passing the Negat Ar Sugya, and that even though the Yerush Sabal is Rabbonin, he gave it a din of Yerusha de'araisa, and it's not chayzer b'yoyvel. One last point here. Gemara says that Lafir Rabbi Yochanan, that Achim Shechol Kulukuchai Sein, Chzir and Zel Azeh b'yoyvel. So why does it say in the Mishnah that Miyabim is Eishas Achiv, that it does not go back in Yoyvel? Answers the Gemara that it's not chayzer l'vatala. And Lafir Ma'adomer that it is chayzer in Yoyvel means it's chayzer l'vatala. So what does that mean? Rashi says that it means that we would think that it goes back, that he loses his chelik of Pishnai. He has to give back, and the Yavim loses that, what he yarshins from his brother, and the Bechor loses out the Pishnayim. Namish lost out their extra chelik that they had. Which is a tremendous chiddush. The Rambam is before a different pshat. The Kesavish says the Rambam argues on Rashi and pshat in the Gemara. The Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph of Shemitah, Halacha Chaf, Ha'achet Shechol Kukulukuch Ha'isein, says that they give each other back their chelik in Yovel, and their chaluka is not mispata from the way it originally was. So from Yeta, you can't read the Rambam. The Rambam says that they return it, but it's not. But their chaluka is not batal. If they return it, that means that their chaluka is batal. So what does the Rambam mean? The Ravid already tells us that the Rambam learned this out of our Gemara, the Ibn Chayzer Levatola. What's the beer with Divrei Rambam? Says the case of Mishnah, the Rambam learned that the Gemara means the following, that we keep the portions equal. Portions that they originally made are kept, just they switch around who gets which chelek. So all, the chalukah that was made originally stays la'olam, that there are these five chalukim, just who gets them switches around. That's what it means, in chayzer levatala, means we're not mevatel, the original chalukah, the splitting of the portions. Just who gets on each one, that goes back during Yovel. I've got it for today. Hadun Loch Perak Yesh Bukhar.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maram HaKlemis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.